So you're trying not to get arrested on the way to the Christmas party. You're late. Your hot dish has turned lukewarm in the backseat. You're trying not to speed too quickly because you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of the new boss. And that's when you see the orange sign, detour. And you panic. You turn left hoping the detour will be short, and it's not. You end up on back roads, country roads. You get turned around. The GPS reminds you, recalculating. And you try not to use God's name in vain and make it to the party. Detours are frustrating, aren't they? When you think you're just going to get from this place to that place in the shortest possible route, and then someone doesn't allow you to take the most direct access. And life is often like that, isn't it? Like, you have a plan in your own mind to get from this place to that place. You know, you're going to finish your education and graduate, and then you're going to get a good job. You're going to go on a date, and that date's going to be with that special someone, and you're going to fall in love and plan the wedding and have kids. You're going to pursue your career, and you're going to get this promotion, and then that one, and you're going to retire early. Like, in our minds, life is a straight shot, but you probably learned what I have, that God has a way of detouring us. Sometimes the road is blocked. Sometimes things go wrong with your health. Sometimes you lose your money. Sometimes the stock market goes bad. Sometimes your kid gets sick. Sometimes the company is crazy. Sometimes there's injustice and someone else gets the promotion. Sometimes you study and you work hard and you can't even find a job in your field. Sometimes you get detoured and you try not to use God's name in vain. If that's you and you're kind of frustrated where God has taken your path in life, I want you to think about Christmas. And I want you to think about the incredible detour that God orchestrated way back in the first century, the detour that led to your salvation. Let me read to you some of the words of Luke chapter 2. It says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world." Jumping to verse 4. "So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child." Can you even imagine that detour? Like, here you are, and God has just train wrecked your life. You find out that your fiance is pregnant, and she's still a virgin. And so you come up with this plan to get from that situation to here. And then Caesar Augustus issues a decree. And now you have to pack up your pregnant fiance, and there is no coach bus, and you have to travel 90 miles down to your hometown in Bethlehem. And did you notice that Joseph also went up? Because he literally did. Nazareth to Bethlehem is a climb of about 1,400 feet in elevation. Joseph was walking on his two legs. Maybe they had a beast of burden, a donkey or a horse they could ride, but this was a grueling journey. Can you imagine how Mary and Joseph must have wanted to use God's name in vain? What was he doing? What was he up to? But if you read the Bible, you know the answer to that question. He was up to saving you. In the Old Testament, God had said that a virgin would be with child and give birth to a son, and that son would be Emmanuel, God with us. And that child had to be born in Bethlehem, as the prophet Micah said in Micah 5, verse 2. And that family had to come from the line of David, like God once promised King David in 2 Samuel chapter 7. It was a detour, but not just to waste time, but to get the right people in the right places so the right person could be born for your forgiveness. And I want you to remember that when life is frustrating. When God detours you and you think that your route would have been so much better, I want you to remember Mary and Joseph and Jesus. I want you to remember that roundabout journey to Bethlehem and what God accomplished. And I want you maybe to repeat the words of Proverbs chapter 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." So have faith in your Heavenly Father. Smile when He says detour. Let's pray. Dear God, the most natural thing in the world is to think that we know better than you. To think that somehow our plans would make us more blessed than yours. We ask for your forgiveness for thinking in such a proud way. And we pray that you would give us the humility and the trust that we need to believe in you when days are confusing. God, when our plans don't turn out, help us to remember that you are God and that your son Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, is sitting at your right hand and everything is underneath his feet. Take away our fear, our nervousness, our anxiety that things won't work out. Help us to trust your detours and your plans for our lives. We pray all this in our Savior Jesus' name. Amen.